Some of the important tools used in maintaining oral hygiene are, first and foremost, are your toothbrushes. Now, toothbrushes can be either manual or electric. The manual ones are generally used by most adults. A soft or a medium toothbrush is ideal for use with a small head, not a very large head. And it's perfect for using on a day-to-day basis. Electric toothbrushes are better to use by very young children or seniors who are unable to maintain good oral hygiene on their own and need assistance. So whoever is maintaining their oral hygiene finds it much easier to use the electric toothbrush for such people. It could also be used for anybody for general purpose as well, but there are certain advantages of the electric over the manual toothbrush. The small rotary head of the Oral-B electric toothbrush is very good in accessing and reaching far areas of the mouth where the regular toothbrush is unable to go. It also has a built-in sensor in case you're using too much pressure while brushing, then it can identify that too much pressure is being applied, and hence it makes it detectable to the user. It also has a timer built in, so it tells you how much time to spend in each quadrant of the mouth. So you can, it's a very personal choice whether to use a manual or electric. Electric definitely has certain advantages with certain people. The next thing, of course, are toothpaste. Toothpaste that are popular in the market, of course, are Colgate and Oral-B, Sensodyne. Sensodyne generally is useful for sensitive teeth or teeth that need a little extra protection for teeth which have exposed enamel or dentine. So it's not used, it's not better to reserve that for sensitive teeth. Otherwise, toothpaste should do the basic function of cleaning out the plaque on the teeth with your toothbrush. That is the general purpose of the toothpaste, apart from the fact that it also leaves a fresh feeling in the mouth. I wouldn't recommend going for any toothpaste that claims to whiten teeth excessively or anything. So go for a simple toothpaste that just, you know, does the basic work of cleaning out your teeth. Children, of course, should use toothpaste with a low fluoride content, because you don't want them swallowing the toothpaste while brushing and thereby consuming the fluoride in them. So they have special toothpaste for children with a low fluoride composition in them. The other adjuncts for cleaning is dental floss. Again, Oral-B and Colgate have some very nice flosses available in the market that do a good job of cleaning out the debris, the food debris between the teeth, which happens with all of us. A dental floss is a very, very useful and I would say necessary adjunct in completely maintaining oral hygiene. So once a day at night before sleeping, you must use a dental floss to clean out all the food debris that's been gathering through the course of the day. Failing which, of course, you can develop gum problems and decay between the teeth, which leads to further problems for a person. So Oral-B does a very good dental floss. These are generally, of course, recommended when your spaces between the teeth are tight and snug. So it's ideal for that. Teeth whitening, I would generally recommend bleaching of teeth only when it's deemed necessary if you have a gross discoloration of your teeth, because whitening also can cause sensitivity in your teeth, so you don't want to go in for some very, very harsh bleaching which will cause excessive sensitivity to your teeth. So it must be, your options must be weighed very carefully with your dentist and a decision taken on what kind of bleaching you can tolerate, your teeth can tolerate, because these again come in different concentrations. The higher concentration ones can be very, very harsh, although they may give a much better result with greater teeth whitening, but at the cost of sensitivity to your teeth. Mouthwashes are accessories in cleaning and not to be used as a substitute for brushing. They can be used either as medicated mouthwashes, such as Betadine or with chlorhexidine. Listerine is just more of a mouth freshener. So mouthwashes are not substitutes for toothbrushing and must only be used as an adjunct. So be very careful. Do not consider them to be a replacement for brushing at all. A mouthwash with chlorhexidine is a medicated mouthwash and can be used, for example, in cases of gingivitis where you have infected gums or bleeding gums. It can be used, Betadine mouthwashes can be used when you've had surgical procedures in the mouth because they keep the infection under control. Interdental aids like interdental brushes are very useful when you have larger gaps between your teeth where a dental floss is ineffective, and interdental brushes work very, very well to remove the plaque between the teeth. So again, on the advice of your dentist, whatever accessory you're using, whether it's a floss or an interdental brush, it must be decided by your dentist and not by you, because it all depends on what kind of spaces you have between your teeth. There are some very nice interdental brushes available in the market. TP is one, Interprox is another, Oral-B is a third brand. All of them are very good, but using them the right way and with the right technique is important. You have a lot of YouTube videos which tell you how to use a floss or an interdental brush, or your dentist can instruct you on how to use it best. Oral irrigators are basically water flossers like Waterpik. They're again great devices for flushing out the debris between your teeth with a water spray. Again, very useful for patients with very wide gaps between their teeth, where a floss will be useless and even an interdental brush may be useless, or even helpful in area to reach areas of the mouth which are otherwise hard to access with an interdental brush or a dental floss. So oral irrigators have their own advantage as well, but again, all these choices must be made not by the patient alone but with the advice of the dentist. So please keep that in mind always. Some of the good oral irrigators are Waterpik, another one by CareSmith. Amazon has these brands available. They work really well. Tongue scrapers, cleaning the tongue is as important as cleaning your gums and teeth. So you could either use your soft toothbrush, the same one can be used, or you can opt for a different toothbrush just to clean your tongue, but they work equally well. Tongue scrapers must be soft and kind to your tongue. Don't use something, a material which is very harsh, otherwise you may hurt or injure your gum and your tongue in the process. So be very careful in the kind of material you choose, because you don't want to cause any trauma to your tongue. I personally prefer to use a toothbrush just to clean my tongue out, and I use a separate toothbrush for that. I reserve a separate one just to clean my tongue out. I hope this is helpful. If